Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion.
Ngikuthathele izintathu ingoma zilandelana, 3 songs in a row. Eyoqala uRifilwe Tshatshi ethi Full of Faith, walandela uMatima Moremi ethi Ke Lerato. Siyazi bazalwane ukuthi uthando ngubani kuNkulunkulu. God is love, love is God. So Matima Moremi bekakhuluma ngaye uNkulunkulu ethi Ke Lerato. Eyesithathu ke uNtokozo Mbambo ethi Ngcwele, Ngcwele. Ngiyakubingelela uma usanda kungena, singumkani, singumsisi wansuku zonke. Isigaba ke sesibili lesi, njengoba ngiye ngathembisa ukuthi ngala ngizobeke nginobhuti uMlungisi Zondi, insizwa ephuma ngale KwaZulu Natal, kodwa kwamanje ukhona la eGoli uzokupa iGold. Ya uzositshela kabanzi ngaye lingasuki ke iphondo ku AM 657 sithole na ku DSTV audiobook K882 noma ulalele ku your smartphone ku Radio Pulpit app. Vakashela ne website engu www.radiopulpit.co.za. Ithingi indlule ngala ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoxoxisana naye.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Ngibuye naye njoba ngithembisile uButi Mlungisi Zondi. Sawubona Mlu.
Sikunjani?
Ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hawu, all is well man.
All is good. Yeah. Hey, uyazi unyaka usaqala phela siku usuku lobu 14 today, njoba kumhla ka 14 January. So far ukuphethe kanjani lo nyaka?
Hawu, mina ngithi konke kuhamba kahle. Sikhuluma ukuphila noma isimo singavumi.
Yebo, yebo. Sikhuluma ukuphila ngoba siyazi ukuthi umdali uyaphila.
Kunjalo nje.
Amen. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Ngibingelela bonke abalaleli bephele SM ebero de pulpit la sinyelela khona nje. Ngibonge nje ithubo ngiphelona sisi.
Amen. Mhlawumbe siqale ke ngokuthi simazi uMlungisi. Sicela ukumazi esakhula until aze abe uMlungisi lo esikhuluma naye kwamanje. Ukhulelephi? Ukhule kanjani?
Ngaphandle kokuchitha isikhathi ngiphinde ngibonge sisi ithubo ngiphelona. Igama lami ngingumlungisi ngokwabazali, isibongo sami ngwakaZondi. Ngokuzala umfana waleye kwaMashu esinqawini kwaMhlazafa eThekwini eGagasini. Ngecebo likaNkulunkulu ngihlala la eMamelodi, la uNkulunkulu angibeke khona. Mina ngikhuliswa yi-single parent, ubaba ngimazi till today. Uma wami mayengitshena yena uthi waba yivictimi rape, wadle ngulo ukuze kuzalwe mina. Ngiyi-firstborn enganeni zasekhaya, ekhaya siyi-6, yimi engimdala wokuqala. Nje ngikhuliswa yi-single parent umama, uma wami ube yi-ex drug addict, ashuthi ngamanye amazwi ubesebenzisa ama-drugs. Nje ngikhula kuleso simo nje esikanjalo, ngikhula kuleyo environment ekanjalo. Nje apha ngithili-ke impilo yami yashintsha ngenxa yokuthi i-father figure ibingekho, nanokuthi umama ube bad role model ngalesa sikhathi. Nje ngayithola-ke nami-ke impilo yami isiguquka, isishintsha. Sengijoyina zonke izinto zethu.
Hey, uyazi esikhathini esiningi ne umuntu wesilisa okuwukuthi ukhule ubaba engekho, esikhathini esiningi bahlangabezana ney'nkinga ey'ningi. So wena kwezinye zale inkinga yini? And nje bowubona ku normal ukuthi ubaba akekho ekhaya, mhlawumbe ubuke kubomakhelwane or mhlawumbe lapha esikolweni bokunama parents meeting, uthola umama nobaba bekhona and then wena kube umama. So lento beyikuphatha kanjani?
Ngifisa nje ukuyiveza lento le. Ungakubikho kababa empilweni yami, ngithi ngalesa sikhathi bengikubuka ngale ndlela yokuthi yayingilimaza leyo nto ngalesi sikhathi. Ngoba mina nje ngifuna ukuyiveza leto, mina ngikhulisa obaba basebomakhelwane banesijoko. empilweni yami izinto eziningi zifunde emgwaqweni ngifunda kubangani ngifunda komathelwane yingakho ke empilweni yami ungabibikho kababa nomama ngaleso sikhathi ubanjwe izinto zezo ubanjwe idakamizwa yingakho ke nami early age of 8 years ngayithola sengingena edakamizweni mina 8 years ngilihlunga ebhenzini ngabona ukuhlunga ebhenzini asangisazo ngazinsa ngazi-alcohol ngabona ukuthi lezinto asangisizi ngaleso nga-upgrade kwafika lesikhathi sokuthi ama-drug dealer akhiqiza i-cocaine ne-mandrakes ngayithola sengijene i-mandrakes kuze kwafika lesikhathi senyawupe ngenhlanhla nangebhadi ngiyithole sengijene inyawupe more than 7 years ngabaleka ekhaya ngohlala emgwaqeni more than 3 years ngiliphara noma ngi-15 ngidla kwi-dustbin apha ngithilike kuze kwafika lesikhathi sokuthi-ke manje-ke siyanyakana sabanjwa saboshwa ngecala elikhulu i-hasi i-amentroparal murder sabanjwa saboshwa sagotshwa-ke lapho life sentence ngaleso sikhathi ngina-16 years nangenza leli cala
usese-under age
yes kwasho ukuthi-ke ngenxa yendawo engikhulele kuyona ngikhulele endaweni bathi kunodlame kakhulu abantu nje basekhezeni bazi ukuthi kunodlame kakhulu ekhezeni especially le ndawo engihlala kuyona kwamasho nje every day weke umuntu efile every day ngamandla into eyenzakalayo every day manje nami-ke ngazithola-ke sesenza leli cala le-hic amen robert remeda $35 million sasiphuma nayo imali masithi siyaphuma kusaphumeki na amaphoyisa kwabiza ukuthi asidubule ukuze sizokhona ukuphuma kwasho ukuthi iy'nhlambi zegebeni ziyaphela kodwa ezamaphoyisa yiphile kwabiza ukuthi asisarende ukuze sizokhona ukusurvive sasarenda sabanjwa saboshwa masiboshwa ngenxa ye-age yami incane ayingivumeli ukuthi ngiye adult bangithatha bangise-place of safety ngasuka e-place of safety ngayi-juvenile ma ngifika e-juvenile ngasuka sigwazi isiboshwa ngenxa yokuthi iy'ngane bezihlukumeza lapho asingagwazi esinye isiboshwa bangithatha bangise adult ngenhlanhla nangebhadi icala lethu alithathanga isikhathi eside ngoba besingaliphiki sibanjwe red-handed ngoba lenzeke ngo-January ngo-June sagwetsha life sentence shot life sentence befaningiseve 25 years ngaphakathi ejele uma ngifike e-adult ila ngifike khona ngaba i-victim ye-rape-ke la ngaba khona isisulu ngadlengelwa khona amadoda ayi-5 bangishiya ne-h i v ngazama ukulokhu ukuthola umuntu ngaphakathi ozongimotivata or angitshele ukuthi ngikhohlwa njani ngidlula kanjani le simo ngahluleka ukuthola usizo professional assistance ngabona ukuthi i-option elula for me is suicide. I try more than 3 times ukucommit suicide ngahluleka ngahlala kwi-coma more than 3 weeks wathi unkulunkulu no apha ngiphile esibhedlela for so njengoba ngicommit suicide la ngaqala khona ngarealiza kabe thatha iy'nqumo ey'ncala ngayibuka kabusha impilo yami ngathatha iy'nqumo ngafuna nkulunkulu empilweni yami unkulunkulu wangena empilweni yami ngenze aphile banginikeza high court yama-risk isisigebo sami ngagcina ngiseva 10 years ejele ngaphuma 2012 ma ngiphuma 2012 amazulu aqala imisebenzi kuze kube namhlanje
wow mte sitshele kancane nje ngempilo yase-prison phakathi ejele
ngifuna ukuyiveza lento sisi ejele kuyalalwana ulalwana ngale ndlela ubona ngani i-department of health baletha amakhondomu ejele kodwa bayazi ukuthi akekho umuntu wesifazane amadoda wodwa futhi bathi akulalwane futhi bapromotha le nto ukuthi akulalwane kodwa sethi nje izinto ezenzakalayo ejele kuyalanjwa ejele udla 2 slices ekuseni emini ngo-11 udla abantu abayi-4 ngephiko lenkukhu eliyi-1 futhi leso simo abantu abaningi bangenxa yokuthi kuyalanjwa ejele uma mina ngikufakela ukudla kwami mina-ke akubanga njalo ngenxa yokuthi ngimnani ngingayazi impilo yase-prison ejele nganginama-choice ngoba bangitshene ukuthi uma ngiphambi kwami ngishiye phakathi ejele abantu befa phambi kwami esini manje ngabona ukuthi-ke ngoba ngimncane angivumele yonke into-ke bayiphindaphinda abantu abayi-5 ngaba-contracted to h i v I'm living with h i v since 2016 now futhi manje 18 years ngiliving with h i v
Wow. So, mlungisi impela ngiyabonisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona. And you know nanoma izinto zenzakala yena uhlezi esebenza behind the scenes and I believe ukuthi ngo boyitshela nje ukuthi ngenxa yesono sakho uNkulunkulu ukhohliwe ngalo ukuthi akakuzwa nokuthi uthi manje ngohambo lwakho lapho umamukele khona uKristu kayiphi indlela asithathe yeah asithathe na umhlabelelo uzalango Bobby Mason uthi in a perfect world
Radio Buzzing of Life 657 AM
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Bobby Mason uthi in a perfect world sisahleli ke nobuti umlungisi Zondi we HIV activists and we ex-convict we GBV survivor we ex-drug addict ungumbhali futhi and a motivational speaker ngiyacabanga ukuthi uma sizovala uhlelo lwethu uzosipha motivation angithi futhi mlu
yeah kunjalo
okay iya njoba bo ulandisa la ngodaba lwakho ukuthi nje nje kwabanzima ejele ubala la ukuthi nidla kanjani you know niphathana kanjani ngicela ukuthi ngiphinde ngibuyele futhi emuva ne labo usho khona ukuthi umama wayichaza le ndaba ngathi ukuthi uze kanjani emhlabeni ngendaba yokuhlwengulwa uma wadlwengulwa and then waba khona and okay. Now the same thing yenzeka futhi ejele engqondweni beyithini lento mhlambe boyithatha ukuthi kuyisiqalekiso why kwenzeke kanje and then kwaphinda futhi kwenzeka kuwena
ngifuna ukuyiveza lento lesisomo ukuthi ngalesakhathi ngisasejele ngangithatha ngokuthi isiqalekiso empilweni yami yingakho ngadecide ukuthi angikommit suicide kodwa today ngaza renewa ngashintsha umqondo uNkulunkulu wangibukiseni into ukuthi my prison life red plus HIV for me as umlungisi is not a test it's a blessing awuthi ngiphinde ngithi my prison life red plus HIV for me as umlungisi ngikhulumela mina as umlungisi is not a test it's a blessing for me why ngisho njalo ukuba ngiyange ejele ngaba nguyena lo muntu onguyena ukuba ngiyange ejele u matric diploma ngifunde ngaphakathi ejele ukuba ngidlengulanga ngaba ngisebenzi ukudlengula kwami kungivulela ama opportunities ngiyasebenza permanent job because of HIV bebengebaqasha unganayi HIV manje why ngizothi is a test ekhaya ngakhile six room because of HIV why ngithi is a test uNkulunkulu ushintsha amasikazi waphendula amasikazi phezempilo yami namanje nje benginetour campaign ngayahamba ngayobona labantu abangizengula ngayobatshena ngathi madoda lento enayenza noma nilinziswa amandla obumnyama kodwa nina beningaqondi ukuthi bekumele kusizakale mina ngiyabonga ngihambile ngayobabona ngayobatshena ukuthi madoda ngiyamxolela ngalento enayenza kimi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi beninga-understand izinto zikaNkulunkulu
uyazi indaba yokuxolela inamandla kakhulu lento yenzile isinyathelo sithathile ukuthi kube wena phela ibona labantu okuwukuthi bakumoshile but wena uye waya kubona wathi ngiyanixolela
Yes, kunjalo sisi. Yabo mina into yangiza ngihambile ama social worker, psychiatrist, bonke labantu abaprofessional akaze bangisize. Into yangisiza mina yangipha amandla lawe ngikhona ukuma ngawo manje. I'm first person in South Africa omuntu wesilisa ophumele obalo ukuthi I was raped. Ngomuntu oqala eSouth Africa. Sekunabantu abaningi engibatholile abaphumele obala because ukuthi mina ngaphumela obala ngama ngathi mina ngiya ngazengula to assist abanye abantu. Into yangisiza ukuthi ngazimotivate mina ukuthi impilo igeni indlela enasala kuyahamba. Abantu abangaphumeleli, abantu impilo zabo engaqhubeki ziye phambili, basitathile, basitathise into eyi-1, basihlezi phezu kwe-enga yango-2000. Anginendaba ukuthi abaze bakho awubazi, anginendaba ukuthi wazengula, anginendaba ukuthi uphila ne-HIV. Kunabantu manje sisiwami la abalalele nawo umsakazi manje ababolile, hayi ngobobolile, bagcine izinto ey'bolile ey'hlubeni zabo. Uma isimo singanawo amanzi ekudlula wena namanzi ekudlula phezuyesimo, athi umpostoli uPoli ngiyakhohlwa okusemuva ebese ngiyilula ngokuphambili, nayo into engayenza ngakhohlwa okusemuva ngase ngiyilula ngokuphambili.
Ukuze uthole ukuthi you are HIV positive, uthole kanjani? Bona ama-symptoms or mhlampe mabakucheka esibhedlela ungaphilanga kahle, uthole kanjani?
Mangidiscover ukuthi ngi-HIV positive, ngagula ngaphakathi ejele. Mangigula, khumbula mina ngingena ejele ngiyivirgin, angaze ngilale nomuntu till today. I'm still a virgin. Angitholi mina sisi. Angitholi, I'm still a virgin.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. One day ngiyokuchazela ukuthi why ngingajoli. Ngijola nani? Ngijola nephupho lami. Ngoba iphupho lami ngeke ngiphoqoqe umuntu uzophoqa. Iphupho lami ngeke ngilimaze kodwa umuntu uzokulimaza. Yilapho ngihlezi ngitshena abafana or amadoda ukuthi uma ufuna ukuyibona insizulu isoka, shela impumelelo yakho uma ungaqomi uhambe ucabanga ubuye namanye ama-idea amasha. Abangizi imikholi. Kulungile. Ngagula, uma ngigula ngathatha i-decision ukuthi ngikhontakthe kwi-counselor, uma ngikhontakthe la ngithole khona ukuthi nge-HIV positive, ngahluleka uku-accepta. Ngase ngibone ukuthi i-option elula for me i-suicide. Wathi uNkulunkulu no, mlungisa kusona isikhathi lesi sokuthi ushone. Wathi ngilele ngelinye ilanga. Uma ngizohlangana noNkulunkulu, kwakungathi ngiyaphupha. Wangitshena wathi mlungisa, siboshwe siwu-17. Ngecala le-Amen Robbery Murder, bonke abangani bami bayi-6 basejele. Kwafika iphupho kungathi ngilele, wathi uNkulunkulu mlungisi, yenza i-aphili, ngifuna ukukhipha la, ngathi mina kanjani. Wathi ngifuna ukwenza okungenzakali kubantu kodwa kwenzakale kuwe. Yingakho-ke namhlanje umama is born again because amandla kaNkulunkulu wawabona namandla usawabona nje. Ngenza i-aphili. Uma ngenza aphile uNkulunkulu wami basehlisa isigema kugcina Sever Chemiers maphuma 2012. Hhayi ngoba ngangingcono noma ngangenza kahle emehlini kaNkulunkulu nonokuthiwa sekamazi emprofethi Jeremia egwena mlungisi ngakwazi esasethini sama wakho. Yingakho-ke today ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu wami owangiyekelela ukuthi ngingene ejele. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu wami owangiyekelela ukuthi ngidlengule. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu wami owangiyekelela ukuthi ngingene edakamizweni. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu wami ongidlulise kuzo zonke lezi zinto ngoba ufuna okuyi
kuyenzeka ukuthi okungenzeki kubantu kuyena kuyenzeka. Wow. Inamandla impela. So baphi la abanye oye waboshwa nabo?
Bonke abangani bami bobayisithi basejele bayofela khona. Yimi kuphela engilangaphandle. Yakho any journalist in South Africa basuka anywhere la bakhona beze kini bazong-interview ukuthi kwenzeka kanjani. Ngithi namangazi. Umusa nje phezu komusa kodwa. Benginesandla sikaNkulunkulu phezu kwempilo yami. Kodwa uma mina ngizotholakala noNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu mina ivangeli khona la kuthiwa khona ngingeni khona ejele la kumnyama khona, wathi uNkulunkulu khona umuntu la. Kunomunye ubaba, omunye umfundisi, obehlezi ethi uma efika laphana ejele, benginoku-attend isonto ngaphakathi. Engitshena ukuthi wena mlungisi, ubengangibizi ngomlungisi, ethi Malusi, ngifuna uma uphuma la uyoshumayela, ngivele ngimtshene ukuthi mina ubaba, mina nokushumayela, izinto ezi-2 ey'hlukene. Ngase ngiyabona ukuthi today ngamfuna ngaze ngamthola ngathi baba lento owayisho shuthi wawuprofesa phezu kwempilo yami ngoba kwenzeka lento owawungitshene yona. Mina lilodwa izwe langiguqula kwabaseRoma 7 la ethi khona umphostoli Paul konke engikwenza sikhona engikuthandayo lokho engakuthandi khona engikwenzayo. Iyona izwe selasithinta impilo yami ukuthi konke le mpilo ebengiphila akusimina ngenxa yamandla obumnyama iwona abevuma yingakho ngisezi ntshela abantu ukuthi akekho umuntu okuthiwa unyawuphe no no impilo yomuntu phansi emthunzelwane iyatshontshwa iyathunjwa engazi asiyena
Uyazi Mlungisi, I'm glad ukuthi umama usaphila and ngijabulisa kakhulu ile ndaba yokuthi usindisiwe naye ngenxa yakho ubonile ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho wathi hayi cha nami ngiyamfuna lo Nkulunkulu
kunjalo sisi
wow ubabakho if usaphila manje ungathini kuyena
I try many times ukumfuna mina ngangomtshela into eyi-1 ngithi I love you baba ngiyakuthanda baba akikho elinye igama engangomtshela lona ukuthi ngiyakuthanda ngoba ngi-understand ezinye izinto angisayibuki ngeso lenyama sengiyibuka ngeso leNkulunkulu ukuthi mhlampe ukuba waba khona futhi ngaba ngikho la ngikhona yes
So
it's ngaba ngikho la ngikhona ngoba uNkulunkulu ungipha amandla ngithi strength mina nje amandla ukuphumelela kwami nje ngibhekisa amandla la kuvela khona isizwe lami phezulu yabo kuJehova kuphela
Amen Amen wow so lensindiso uyithola ngaphakathi ejele
uyivangile ngithola ngaphakathi la kuthiwa khona lipho khona uNkulunkulu wathi khona umuntu la
Yeah.
Manje ngi-understand ngalendlela ukuthi before uNkulunkulu aze kusebenzise uyakuphula akhiphe ubuwena akwenze lento ube yilento ofunayo yingakho ngithi uNkulunkulu wayazi ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi eSouth Africa abantu abasha umphakathi uzobhekana ne-GBV ama-drugs ubugebengu nana wathi Mlungisi ngena ubone testa zonke izinto osasemncane bese uyaguquka ubuye uzosiza labanye abantu ayikho into engiyipreachayo ngipreach ukuthi abantu abazane nesifo akekho umntwana eSouth Africa ozosinda kwingculaza akekho umntwana eSouth Africa ozosinda kwenyawo bonke umuntu ozosinda kuzo zonke lezi zinto umuntu ozobalekela eBostonweni umuntu ozobalekela uNkulunkulu athi inkosi ngicela ungifihle ngaphansi kwamaphiki akho
yo uyazi udaba lwakho noma your testimony yo hayi inamandla impela because esikhathini esiningi ama abantu kungama ex convict akukho lulu ukuthi bathole umsebenzi and then ngizwe usho ukuthi wena une full time job kwamanje
efesi nje singakhuluma kwezokufonelana yami impilo uNkulunkulu wenza izinto engenzeki abantu abaningi ababuya ejele bayakhala bathi abaqashile ngibuya ukusebenza Department ya Social Development ugovernment leyo ngibuya ukuyoqashwa iDepartment ya Correctional Services bengiqashwe iDetali President ngihambela wonke amajele asempumalanga under correctional ngaresign nabasocial ngaresign manje ngingala kuDepartment of Health permanent job nje uNkulunkulu wenza izinto ezingenzeki nami ngiyamangala hayi ngoba ufa nginazo angeke futhi ngicishe ngoba mina ngiyamanzi uNkulunkulu wami angikhonzi ubhali ngikhonza uNkulunkulu
so ngempela uNkulunkulu we order uNkulunkulu ohlelekile nangu uyifake ku order impilo yakho kwamanje usiza nabanye Uyazi indaba ye GBV uyazi ukuthi eNingizimu Afrika angithi nje nakuzo zonke ezinye indawo not only uNingizimu Afrika ungathini bantu ngoba iGBV ayikhethi kukhona bomama kukhona ama girlfriend okuwukuthi bashaya ama boyfriend wabo bakhona bomama okuwukuthi baye bahlukumeza bobaba ngendlela ehlukahlukile so ngifuna ukuthi mesikhuluma ngeGBV singayikhulumi kuphela esayidini labo baba asikhulume indaba yeGBV uthini kulabantu laba
ngelinyilanga sifunde ucela nje ibe specific ngayo le topic nje indaba yeGBV ijule kakhulu ayiqali manje iqala according to the Bible yes ayiqali manje abantu besilisa nabantu besifazane abasebenza kahle abakuma position aphezulu basebenzisa ipower or amandla abakuwona ukuze ze inhloso zabo kulabo abantu abanganalutho David wasebenzisa iposition akuyona ukuze amlale ngamuka Uriya ukuba wayengayona iking wayengeke alale ngamuka Uriya
sure
number 2 awukho freeway obhizi njengo othando zincane imbozi ezenzeke emgqaqeni ningozi ezenzeke ukuthi GPV isazoqhubeka kodwa uma ungena othandweni ungena ngamehlo akangeni ngengqondo amehlo akubonisa temporal ingqondo ibonisa permanent amehlo azongibonisa usiso namahits kanye nefect worker inamahits
efune and then uma sibuya
phila impilo yakho nathi ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you read the word for today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
Sino Budimlungisi la Zondi ube share nje udaba lwakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu umthathe phi. Hey bazalwane, uNkulunkulu uyasikhipha. Ebunzimeni uNkulunkulu uhlezi nje emuhle and akekho umuntu omlahlayo usevile umlungisi ungene for how many years ngaphakathi ejele
ngiyibhekile life sentence is 10 years ejele
10 years kwamanje we HIV and AIDS ambassador we HIV counselor we motivational speaker ungumbhali kunencwadi oyibhalile
sengibhaletheni incwadi nje ngumbhali wencwadi zikhona ziyatholakala nje nationally well
wow okay incwadi yakho yokuqala ibizwani
eyokuqala ithi dreams delay are not dreams denied yes manje ngikhiphe nyathi my beautiful story living a blissful life with HIV
okay
yes ilandelwa yenye engikhiphe last year ethi life plan pass ikhuluma ngempilo yami ase prison akukuthi mina ngithanda ukubhala ngama true story futhi ngibhala ngami
yeah okay so amazwi akho sivala ungathini nje kuwo wonke umuntu olalele
ngifuna ke sengivala sise ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu ophila ne-HIV njengami ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu othu abazali bakhe kabazi ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu oyivictim ye-rape njengami ukuthi akunendaba ukuthi abazali bakho awubazi akunendaba ukuthi uphila ne-HIV akunendaba ukuthi ukwadlengula fana ne-pizza ephuma i-triangle ebhokisini elu-four corner i-pizza ibanjwe shape ne-color ephuma kuyona kodwa iphuma u-four corner hayi abangizi misikhola uthi ngiphinde ngithi mina ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu ophila ne-HIV njengami ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu odlengliwe njengami ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu ongabazi abazali bakhe njengami ngithi mina akunendaba ukuthi abazali bakhe awubazi akunendaba ukuthi uphila ne-HIV akunendaba ukuthi ukwadlengula fana ne-pizza ephuma i-triangle ebhokisini elu-four corner i-pizza ayibanjwa i-shape ne-color ephuma kuyona fana nenkomo emnyama ekhipha ibisi elimhlophe inkomo emnyama ayibanjwa isimo senkomo emnyama kodwa ikhipha ubisi elimhlophe ngamanye amazwi ngiqonda ukuthi isiswami akunendaba ukuthi uqhamuka kuphi akunendaba ukuthi uqhamuka kusiphi isimo awubanjwa isimo senhlupheko ophuma kuyona konke okufisa kusengenzeka abantu namhlanje eSouth Africa abasitakile basitakiswe yiphathi yabo akunendaba ukuthi uqhamuka kuphi konke okufisa kusengenzeka
konke okufisayo kungenzeka wow buti mlungisi mhlambe kunomuntu othi uthanda ukuxoxa nawe eceleni angakhulumi nawe la on air utholakala kanjani
mina ngikhona nje kuzo zonke inkundla zokuxhumana TikTok umlungisi okazondi YouTube umlungisi Zondi Facebook umlungisi Zondi WhatsApp ngikhona inamba yami ithi 076 910 8913 076 910 8913.
Siyabonga kakhulu buti mlungisi uku TikTok mlungisi Zondi Facebook mlungisi Zondi
yes kunjalo
YouTube mlungisi Zondi
yes
Instagram
yonke indawo umlungisi nje wakazondi umfana omuhle nje ophethe kahle ama-ARVs
ophethe kahle ama-ARVs
ungabona ngimuhle kanjani sisi ama-sisi bangifuna into yami ngiyabaleka
Hayi abazi ukuthi wena uyivirgin. Ha.
Awu, I'm a virgin mama ngihleli nje ngentombazane.
Mlungisi siyabonga kakhulu. Ngingathanda ukuthi ngiphinde ngibe nawe futhi ngenyanga yabantu abasha. Ngifuna nje abantu abasha baluzwe nje udaba lwakho. Ngoba abantu abasha banokuyithatha kancane lento yokungena ejele. Bacabanga ukuthi uyabona nje bayakhohlisana mabemelapha emakhoneni. And futhi nalendaba le HIV uthola ukuthi bayenza izinto obudedengu ikakhulukazi uma baseyindaweni zokuyijabulisa and abanye bayakhohlisana bangena kuma drugs you know konke lokhu ngifuna nje ukuthi ngenyanga yabantu abasha sike sikhulume nabo and bakhulume kumuntu ukuthi ubuya kuzona lezinto ngoba sometimes moba tshela wena bathi hayi wena wazini wake wangena ejele wena so uyabona ukuthi uma bebuza wena noma ukukhuluma wena bazoyi understand lento ukuthi aku ngalendlela bona bacabanga ngayo and nokuthi lezi zinto lezi zikholela kuphi zimosha impilo yakho you know all those things so ngingathanda impela kusho ukuthi manje sengeke invite in advance
Ubonga mina sisi wami we appreciate ma.
Amen. Siyabonga. Usuku lakho nje lube lohle.
Thank you.
Amen. Ya umlungisi engifuna ukuthi umxolisi umlungisi Zondi loyo ebesixoxisana naye angimphelezele ngalomhlabelelo ka Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes bethi wake up everybody.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.